Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual understanding, March 10th, 2026. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. Isaiah 53:5 stands within one of the most profound and carefully constructed passages in all of Scripture. The book of Isaiah was written by the prophet Isaiah, who ministered primarily in Judah during the 8th century BC. His prophetic work spanned the reigns of several kings and addressed a nation facing moral decay, political instability, and the looming threat of exile. Isaiah spoke God's word into a world marked by fear, misplaced trust, and spiritual rebellion, yet his message consistently balanced warning with hope. The immediate setting of Isaiah 53 is found within what scholars often call the servant songs Isaiah 42:53. These passages describe a mysterious servant of the Lord who would accomplish God's redemptive purposes, not through military power or political dominance, but through obedience, suffering, and sacrifice. Isaiah 53 functions as the climax of these songs. Rather than presenting a conqueror triumphant by human standards, the chapter portrays a servant who is rejected, misunderstood, and afflicted. The occasion behind this prophecy is Israel's need for restoration, both spiritually and covenantally. God's people had repeatedly broken faith, and exile was either imminent or already underway. Into that broken reality, Isaiah speaks of a future work of God that would address not only external circumstances, but the deeper problem of sin itself. Isaiah 53:5 is central to this message because it explains why the servant suffers. His wounds are not accidental. His pain is not meaningless. The verse declares that the suffering of the servant is substitutionary for our transgressions and for our iniquities. In the broader context of Isaiah 53, verse 5 serves as a theological anchor. The surrounding verses describe humanity's failure, we have gone astray, and God's intentional plan. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:5 connects human guilt with divine provision. Healing, peace, and restoration are not achieved through human effort, but through the servant's obedience and suffering. This verse prepares the reader to understand that redemption comes at great cost, and that God himself provides what he requires. Understanding Isaiah 53:5 in context helps us see that this verse is not an isolated promise of comfort. It is part of a carefully revealed plan of salvation, announced centuries before Christ, pointing forward to a Savior who would bear the weight of sin so that God's people could be made whole. Take action. Open your Bible and read Isaiah 52:13-53:12. As you read, note how often the passage contrasts our condition with the servant's actions. Pay attention to repeated words like our hymn, wounded, and peace. Reflection questions 1. How does the broader passage explain the purpose behind the servant's suffering, rather than simply describing the suffering itself? 2. What do you learn about God's plan for healing and restoration by reading Isaiah 53 as a complete unit rather than focusing on a single verse? Memorization reminder. Read Isaiah 53:5 aloud slowly. Then write it out by hand, paying attention to each phrase. Speak it again, emphasizing the words for our and peace, and thank God for the intentional grace revealed in this verse.